Okay. All right, great. So, hello and formally welcome to this edition of Happy Hour. So, for today's practice, my invitation is to explore letting go as a way to make space for more peace, for more love, for more space within, letting go of what is not necessary in the moment, what is extra. And there is so much extra often, both internally and externally. And internally, often many thoughts, many self judgments, criticisms. You should do this, you shouldn't do that. Just all extra. So much reactivity is just extra, extra. It's not needed. What is extra? Can it be just put down? So, for that, we need to notice it with mindfulness, with awareness, and simply putting it down. And by putting it down, then we can notice, oh, there's more space for silence, for peace, for goodness, for love, for care, for nurturing, for nourishment. So making space for love, making space for love by letting go. And before we start, I'd like to share a quote by Ajahn Sumedho. And the quote is a longish one and a funny one. And I'll cut and paste the resource. It's here we go. And later, this is especially for Neil, who's going to be. Thank you, Neil, for sharing, for finding it later and sharing it with the Sangha in the Google groups. But here we go. So here's the quote. So Ajahn Sumedho, who's a monastic in the Theravada tradition in the Ajahn Chah forest practice. So he says, the practice of letting go is very effective for minds obsessed by compulsive thinking. You simplify your meditation practice down to just two words, letting go. Rather than try to develop this practice and then develop that and achieve this and go into that and understand this and read the suttas and study the Abhidhamma and then learn Pali and Sanskrit, then the Madhyamika and the Prajnaparamita, get ordination in the Hinayana, Mahayana, Vajrayana, write books, become a world-renowned authority on Buddhism. Instead of becoming the world's expert on Buddhism and being invited to great international Buddhist conferences, just let go, let go, let go. I did nothing but this for about 2 years. Every time I tried to understand or figure things out, I'd say, let go, until the desire would fade out. So I'm making it very simple for you to save you from getting caught in incredible amounts of suffering. There is nothing more sorrowful than having to attend international Buddhist conferences. Some of you might have the desire to become the Buddha of the age, Maitreya, radiating love through the world. But instead, I suggest just being an earthworm, letting go of the desire to radiate love throughout the world. Just be an earthworm who knows only two words, let go, let go, let go. You see, ours is the lesser vehicle, the Hinayana. So we only have these simple poverty-stricken practices. So he definitely has a sense of humor. So let go. So we'll practice a simple practice of letting go, making space making space for peace, ease, love, letting go of whatever is extra, keeping it simple tonight. So with that, I'd like to invite you to get into meditation posture, whatever it is comfortable, supportive, nourishing for you in this moment, sitting or lying down. And letting go, letting go. Whatever is extra, whatever is not needed. Letting go of any tension or holding in your head, in your forehead, your face. Behind the eyes. Letting go of any tension in your jaw, muscles of the face, releasing what is extra, what's not needed. Letting go. Inviting to be let go of any tension in your chest. Actually, let's go back to neck and shoulders. Yes, neck and shoulders. Releasing, releasing the arms, the hands. Letting go of their weight. Letting gravity support, pull down the arms and hands. Releasing any tension in the chest. Inviting your heart to relax, heart center. The proverbial space of emotions. Releasing any tension. Tightness in the belly. Lower abdomen, sit bones. Releasing tightness Letting go. Any holding in the upper legs, knees, lower legs and feet. Letting gravity support the entire weight of the legs. The sit bones. Letting the body be breathed naturally on its own. With each breath. Letting go of whatever is extra in this moment, the tension in the body, tightness, any muscles. Extra, not needed. The natural state. Of this human body, heart and mind is of profound peace, clarity. And if thoughts, preoccupations, anything that comes up that's not needed in this moment as you give yourself wholeheartedly to this practice. Notice what's arisen. Is this needed right now? Is this really needed right now? Is this needed at all? Simply let go. Then notice what opens up. What happens when letting go, when something is let go of, then turn your awareness to the space in the heart and mind and body that opens up. Notice if there's more peace. More freedom, more ease, more space to love, to be, to care, to be still. Self-care, self-love in the stillness. Mindfully notice what's extra. Let go. And notice what opens up mindfully. What is here when what is extra not needed is let go of? Very simple practice. Foundation for more peace, self-care, and love. And if hindrances arise of restlessness or boredom, or sensual desire, or ill will, or doubt, can they simply be noticed as extra, heavy, not needed? Can they be simply be let go of. And returning to the body and the breath. Letting go of what's not needed, what's extra. Letting go again and again, patiently, joyfully, gladly, simply, lovingly. Not throwing anything with hatred or will, but releasing, releasing. Releasing, letting it fly away. Feeling lighter upon the release. As if you're opening a door or a window, letting a bird fly away that was previously inside, thrashing about, confined in your mind and your heart. Open the door, the window, release, let it go. Ah. And as we approach the end of this practice session together, if any judgments, any thoughts arise of self-criticism, mindfully see them clearly. They are not needed. They're extra. They are really extra. Bumping inside. Open the door, window. Let them fly away. They're not needed. Thank you. You've showed up. You've done your best. May we all taste the peace, the ease, the freedom of letting go. May all beings everywhere be free. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. What a lovely practice to let go of what's extra, what's not needed. So much we realize is extra, not needed. So, I will change the settings now in the chat. You're welcome to type in chat your reflection. Your questions, your discoveries, share them with the Sangha. If you share them with me alone, I won't read your name. It'll be private. If it's the Sangha, I'll read your name. You can also raise your Zoom hand, your physical hand I may not see. Yeah, Marie Christine says simple and yet so powerful. Yeah. Powerful indeed. Would you like to say more, Marie Christine? Yes or no? You can shake your hand. I'm seeing you. Yes. Yeah, that's a yes, I think. Okay, I'll ask you to unmute yourself. Let's see here. Okay, you can unmute yourself if you wish.
I suppose powerful in the sense of the impact it can have on one's well-being, whether physical and mental. So something that seems so little can be so transformative.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Absolutely. Right. Right. It's a little practice that could. And yeah, it's and as you say this, I want to emphasize and really appreciate, highlight what you're saying regarding the power of this seemingly simple practice of letting go. Because it is a liberative practice. It's a practice of that leads to freedom, to letting go. And see, what can I say without getting too technical? It seems a very simple practice. It seems like a beginner's practice and almost, and yet there are stages in practice, in very, very deep meditative, I'll say advanced stages of insight practice, where actually the technique of letting go is what unbinds. It unbinds the the just the remaining attachments and leads to a profound opening to state of freedom. It's the very movement of the mind. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it feels like it undoes me or you from the addictive behavior, yeah. From the addiction in a way.
Yeah.
Of doing things in a particular way and thinking in a particular way.
Yeah, exactly. It's so powerful. It makes so much space for what's good and wholesome. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for underlying that. It's simple yet so powerful. Thank you, Maria Christine. Any other reflections, observations you noticed, complaints, questions, anything?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, what I have heard is that we can't let go. It's like we think we are in control of that, but I think if we just set intention, a good intention or aspiration to let go, that it goes on its own. So if we are in control, it is, a couple steps removed. Or quite a few steps.
Yeah.
Never tried to let go, let go, let go.
Yeah.
The more you try, the farther you are from actually doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for raising that. So there are a couple of different things here, actually. So, and I appreciate you raising that, because when I teach, I bring up both. So there is this idea of setting the intention to let go. And yet there is this movement of the mind that does let go. And yet there are times that some things are so the letting go is actually practice for the simple movements of the mind. And yet sometimes there are things, for example, resentments, say, or say, you want to forgive and you don't want to have the resentment or the upset, et cetera, or the anger. And letting go, if you try to let go in that way, sometimes actually you get yourself kind of tied up even more and more. So there is a wisdom to know the difference between the two. So as Ajahn Sumedho points out in this simple yet powerful practice, there is a wisdom in not just setting the intention, but actually practicing letting go in the way of, because the mind can let go. We can't just say, oh, we can't let go, and just it's not possible. So there might some movements in the mind that you can actually feel it. It's subtle, but you can see it and feel it. This thing that was heavy, it's let go of. You set the intention. Oh, it's just let go of. There's lightness, brightness, and ease. And yet there are times when you set the intention, you try to let go, you offer the practice, as in the words of Ajahn Sumedho, let go, let go. And yet it's tied in place. So instead of beating yourself up, realizing in those times that it is not so much a doing, but it's a non-doing. So the practice can feel a little quizzical or perhaps non-dual in some ways. You're both doing the letting go and you're both not doing the letting go. So I think both aspects of those of the practice are important to be held, not to say it's just one or the other. So, Stephanie says, hello all, I was trying to let go of stories around strong physical sensations and to just be with the powerful sensations. Lovely. Lovely. That is beautiful. Yeah. Letting go of the stories and just being with the sensations. Nice. Great. Yeah. Beautiful. I'd love to hear more from you, Stephanie. And I do see Anthony's hand, and I also realize time. So let's hold those two comments for when we come back from small groups, because I want to make sure we have enough time for those. So let's practice. Let's let go of being in the big community, in the big group, and move to smaller groups where we will practice together in groups of three or four. And let's start with 15 seconds of silent metta for one another. And then share as little or as much as you like to share about this practice and how it was for you. So I will open the rooms now and we'll come back with some time at the end for reflections. Okay, here we go. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So we have a few minutes, and yes, Anthony had his hand up, and it'd be nice to hear more from Stephanie if she wants to share more. It's okay if not. So Anthony, please.
Yes, thank you, Nikki. I'm actually going to change what I'm going to say from the group meeting. One of the group members mentioned something that really connected with me about how she had some, I think she said aches in her upper back or something like that. And then she let go. And then that just brought up to me that, wow, that's so amazing. I literally thought that's the best way to connect with letting go is our bodies, you know, because we're usually, we have some kind of tension going on somewhere, you know, contraction. And it's easy to connect with the body to let go, you know? Yeah. I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. Great. And Stephanie, if you'd like to share, you are welcome to. And if not, that's okay too. We'll open it up for...
Hi, okay.
Hi. Hi.
So... In the group, we kind of continued on that theme a little bit, and how when you drop what you're thinking, you are left with body. That's it. And sometimes it's really intense. And that's pretty much it. That's it.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great observation when you let go of the busyness of the mind. You come, actually, that's very profound. You come to the body that, oh, sweet dear body, I've forsaken you. You're exhausted. You're tired. I've been so busy in my thoughts that I even haven't noticed to care for you. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So common. Thanks for bringing that in. Such excellent points, really. Such beautiful points in practice. So, dear ones, we have come to the end of our time together. Thank you so much for your practice, for coming to Happy Hour to cultivate your heart for your own sake and the sake of everyone whom you meet. So, may all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you.